Democratic Senate candidate Sarah Gideon skipped a televised primary debate last night, and Republican House candidate Eric Brakey says he'll also pass on a broadcast debate tomorrow. Some political science scholars say that is a risk for campaigns as voters want to see candidates debate the issues. Mal Leary has more.
Both campaigns say they do plan to participate in other debates and forums before the July 14th primary. And that's why, says Dan Shea, who chairs the government department at Colby College. Shea says he understands why some frontrunners can be reluctant to face off against opponents, because while debates and primaries can help solidify their base of support, there's also pressure to expand that base for the general election.
Well, the double-edged sword is, on the one hand, you want to turn out your base, and debates during primaries can do that. But on the other hand, you need to win over persuadable, sort of moderate voters.
And Shea says the open nature of a debate may also allow opponents to push the leading candidate to take positions that may hurt them in the fall. But refusing to take part in debates, he says, carries a risk of upsetting voters. And University of Southern Maine political science professor Ron Schmidt says this is a most unusual election year.
You know, generally speaking, political scientists will tell you that, especially at this point, no one's really paying attention. But this year, and this is, and most other things, is different. People are paying close attention to what candidates are doing, and they have some big expectations.
Other political scientists interviewed for this story say that skipping some primary debates may not be an issue with most voters. But refusing to take part in debates and forums in the fall could have consequences. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.